It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. It's our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we're privileged to turn to Christopher Phillips, who is from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, our official connection to the summit there. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What's happening this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, Venus will be visible in the east in the early morning, right about 5:30 a.m. And in the evening sky, we have, of course, Saturn and Mars. Both will be visible from sunset onwards, with Saturn setting around 9:30 p.m., followed shortly by Mars. This week, the moon is approaching its new moon phase, which, of course, means beautiful dark skies here in the island. Tonight, at 7:05 p.m., there will be a bright object appearing in the north at an altitude of about 46 degrees. So that's about halfway up the sky. This bright object will appear out of nowhere. It will get intensely bright, brighter than the brightest planet. You will have to watch closely because it will only be around for about 10 seconds. This bright object is often mistaken for being a UFO, but it is in fact an iridium flare. It is caused by huge antennae on communication satellites reflecting the sun rays.
And finally this week you said that you had a little more on a story that recently broke about augmentation of our mission to space.
That's right. So it's been announced that manned spaceflight is coming back to the United States. Two companies, Boeing and SpaceX, have been given the go-ahead to fly astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Right now, both the U.S. and Europe have to rely on Russian spacecraft to deliver astronauts to the ISS, and Russia has said it will cut access off in a couple of years. What's a matter of concern is just how the Russians will keep the space station operational, because most of the navigational and flight modules are of U.S. origin. Normally, cooperative space missions have been immune from disputes here on Earth. However, times have changed, and Russia has said it will deny access to the space station in retaliation for sanctions levied against it because of its involvement in Ukraine.
So Russia's basically saying they'll cut off any access to the space station, even though it's really not exclusively their property.
Exactly, yeah. But without their spacecraft to fly to and from the Earth,
right. There's
no way of getting there.
Got it.
SpaceX would appear to be the front runner in this. Their spacecraft are cheap, reliable, and innovative, capable of landing back on Earth using rockets instead of parachutes and controlled crash landings, which is basically how Boeing will be returning humans back to Earth.
Thank you for the report, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee.
You're welcome.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.